Hi, I'm Justin Tinsley. You might know me from my work at Anscape, or as the author of a Biggie Smalls biography, or from my mostly victorious appearances on Around the Horn. So you're going to be hearing different voices hosting ESPN Daily for the near future. And guess what? I'm one of them. I'll be pitching in for the rest of the week, helping this pod do what it's always done. Tell the best sports stories in audio day in and day out. Hope you enjoy. David Purdom, I'm glad you're here today because you cover all things sports gambling for ESPN. And today is the day after the men's national championship.
And every dog has his day, and this day belongs to the Huskies. UConn has its fifth national championship in school history. 76-59, UConn, men's basketball national champions.
But I want to run it back to a second round game of this year's tournament. It's a matchup that, in all honesty, is really insignificant. Most don't remember it now, and to be honest with you, they damn sure won't remember it years down the line. But to give a little bit of context, it was number 6 seed TCU when they were taking on number 3 seed Gonzaga. What exactly happened in this game that sent shockwaves throughout the gambling world?
So this is the last game on Sunday night of those first wild 4 days of the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga was a 4-point favorite. That means if you wagered on Gonzaga, you would need to win by more than 4 points in order to cover the spread and win your bet.
4-point game. Tell us again. Stop the clock. 7/10.
Fast forward to the end of the game. There are 0.7 seconds left, and Gonzaga is leading 82-78. They're up by 4, and they're at the foul line for a pair of free throws. At that point, Gonzaga bettors are feeling pretty good. Gonzaga's Hunter Salas makes both free throws.
What a game.
You got to say, Gonzaga, the Bulldogs are a well-oiled machine offensively.
Gonzaga goes up 6 points. They're covering the spread with just 0.7 seconds left. So as a Gonzaga bettor in your mind, you're essentially cashing your ticket at this point. But then something wild happens. TCU inbounds the ball. They let it roll past midcourt without touching it, so time does not come off the clock. And TCU guard Damian Ball grabs the ball just past midcourt, heaves up this three-pointer, then the context of winning or losing the actual game is meaningless.
Gonzaga! Back in familiar territory! The Zags make it 8 straight, sweep 16.
But bang, it goes in at the buzzer. And the final score is 84-81.
Somebody's going to be disappointed at the end, but I'm not going to touch that one. Not touching it.
Gonzaga no longer covers the spread. So Gonzaga bettors who were feeling so good just a few seconds ago had suddenly lost their bet because of that improbable shot.
So if you're not hip to the betting lines and what's going on in the sports gambling world, then you really don't remember and you don't care about that shot. It had no impact on the outcome of the game outside of the final score. If you're a student athlete, I would imagine you feel the same. You just won or lost the game, and that's the only thing you care about.
That's right. You know, so after the loss, Damian Ball boarded the TCU bus. Like the rest of his teammates, he was quiet and dejected. Their season had just ended. That's all that really mattered to him. But in an effort to boost Damian's mood, a team manager showed him a video of fans in a sports book celebrating his three-pointer at the buzzer that covered the spread. You know, fans who must have bet on the Horned Frogs to cover that spread were celebrating. But Damian got to find out the other side of things. And in gambling, there's always winners and then aggrieved losers. So when Ba opened his Instagram, his DMs were just flooded with all these angry Gonzaga bettors telling him it was a dumb shot and worse. And really, this is just one example of a slew of college athletes that have been facing social media abuse from gamblers.
We're starting to see an uptick in threats against student athletes on social media.
Following the loss on Twitter, numerous WVU basketball players said they received death threats.
You know, you play a game, it's a hard game. Perhaps you made a lot of mistakes and people send you messages saying, transfer, you suck. Some people get death threats that I know on the team.
This is just a slice of what student athletes say they have to go through on and off the playing field.
An FBI agent told us that it considers threats to athletes on social media to be a growing issue. And the issue has become such a concern among collegiate officials, gambling regulators, and sportsbook executives that a big group of them, over 100 of them, met in early March to discuss how to deal with the problem. Ultimately, the question is, how can we prevent this from happening to these student athletes who couldn't care less about the gambling outcomes?
The college basketball season has officially come to an end. And if the men's tournament in particular has taught us anything, it's that it's pretty damn hard to predict what will happen. So in a world where sports gambling is as popular as ever, for every shocking upset or Cinderella run, there's likely a slew of bettors on the other side who are not happy about the outcome. So today, ESPN sports betting reporter David Purdom tells us how the rise of legalized sports gambling in the U.S. has led to an increase in social media abuse directed at college players, and what Division I schools, the NCAA, and state governments are doing to try to protect their student athletes. I'm Justin Tinsley. It's Tuesday, April 4th. This is ESPN Daily.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
David, you're here to talk about the social media and online abuse that these college athletes are facing now from sports gamblers, especially over the last few years as it's become legalized. Can you put into context the growth of sports gambling in America over the last 5 years or so?
The Supreme Court ruling came out May 14th, 2018.
The Supreme Court will allow states to legalize sports betting. The court struck down a federal law that banned gambling on sports games in most of the country.
Before that ruling, sports betting, at least the regulated kind, was primarily restricted to Nevada for like 26 years.
Yep.
At the time of the ruling, only 1% of the U.S. population had access to legal sportsbooks. Again, we're talking basically Las Vegas, right?
Right.
5 years later, 56% of Americans live in a jurisdiction with legal sports betting. So the landscape has changed dramatically. 33 states now have legal betting markets. Kentucky just this last week joined the mix. They're going to have legal sports betting. And sportsbooks are really jumping on board and increasing their advertising dramatically. For example, in 2019, this is the first full year where we've had expanded regulated sports betting. Sportsbooks brand spent $21.4 million on national TV commercials. Sounds like a lot, right?
Yep.
Well, in 2022, that figure grew to $314 million. And this is according to data from a company called iSpot. They kind of measure TV advertising. So it has really exploded. It's something that a lot of people think, you know, has come out of the shadows and is now just part of the fabric of sports. And it's a concern for a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess the proper analogy to use is an age-old one. It's a snowball rolling downhill, and that snowball is only going to get bigger now that many Americans are diving into sports gambling, legal sports gambling, and they have a stake on the gambling lines. Knowing all of this now, it's led to an increase of online abuse of college athletes. How prevalent is this issue?
Well, it's difficult to measure how prevalent it is. There had been threats to athletes from sports bettors before the legalization, before it started spreading around the U.S., but they weren't quite as extreme, and it definitely seems like this is an escalating issue. It's primarily in the men's game for right now, But a lot of the experts we talked to, they think women's sports likely will be targeted more as the betting market on their game grows. For example, I talked to a gentleman named Mark Potter. He is a former professional rugby player who battled gambling addiction during his professional career, cost him his career. He works for a company called Epic Risk Management. They are an advocacy group. They're dedicated to fighting problem gambling, and they work with the NCAA. They go around to colleges and universities and give presentations to student athletes, kind of warning them of the dangers that come along with this new sports betting landscape. He said one college he spoke to had over 200 instances of social media abuse directed at student athletes, and Potter believes it's only going to get worse.
I can't see how it doesn't. And I want to get into some specific examples because we can hear about the gaudy numbers. You just said the 200 instances of social media abuse. But when you hear a name and a story, it hits a little differently. So throughout your reporting, what are some of the more, I guess you could say, alarming instances of abuse that you uncovered?
Yeah, it's really spread across the collegiate landscape. You find it in big conferences and you find it in small conferences. People go after star players and they'll go even after backups. In 2019, according to court records, a bettor named Benjamin Patz, he's 23-year-old at the time, he sent threatening direct messages from an anonymous account to an unnamed Pepperdine basketball player. And these are pretty alarming.
A New York sports gambler is facing federal charges for sending threatening messages to players. 23-year-old Benjamin Patz agreed to turn himself in, but he was not in custody when we checked last night. Prosecutors say one of the messages said, quote, "Your family will be beheaded.
Throat will be severed open with a dull knife. Your entire family will be beheaded and burned alive."
What?
"Watch your back. You're a dead man walking." Prosecutors believe that Patz may have been angry about losing some wagers, or he was trying to get in these players' heads and influence the upcoming events that he had bet on. So he would message them, send these terrible messages to a player in a game that may be happening the next day, and then he would bet on the other team. He pleaded guilty to one count of transmitting threats in interstate or foreign commerce and was sentenced to 36 months of probation. We spoke to a Furman's men's basketball player who asked to remain anonymous, but he said he receives abusive social media messages all the time, even after wins, if we don't cover the spread, he said. He said the abuse kind of escalates when the games are on national TV, more eyes on it, more people are betting on it. The insults he get, you know, "Oh, you suck. You all blew it. You lost me such and such amount of money since you can't even make a bleeping layup. Your mom should have swallowed you." You know, some of these messages are just terrible.
Wow.
Another gentleman, Adam Flagler, he is a senior guard for Baylor, a black gentleman, and said the abusive direct message he receives often contain racial slurs, including the N-word. And he said he's been threatened for his life, told that he should never play basketball again. And one of the screenshots that he sent us of the message he shared ended with, "I hope you die, you mother bleeper." So it can get really ugly.
That is ridiculous how you can just hide behind an anonymous account, be basically a keyboard gangster to college kids at that. And speaking of college kids, we talked about the abuse that TCU guard Damian Ball received when he hit that three at the end of the Gonzaga game. How exactly did Damian respond to that?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of the student athletes we talked to were very wary of speaking to the media. They didn't really want to talk about it because they thought they may have felt weak or may have let the perpetrators know that they had gotten to them a little bit. But Damian decided he was going to clap back on Twitter. And he tweeted about everybody playing sports growing up. "We play until the whistle, play until the end of the game." And he was just very frustrated about it. He told us, "Tweeting at college athletes, period, is insane. I think it's because people think I can say whatever to him because I know he can't say anything back. It's getting out of hand." And he's right. It's getting out of hand.
Coming up, what's being done to stop the social media abuse directed at college players?
Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value, Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You know, David, some of those comments are still stuck in my head. I hope you die. The stuff about mothers and like, these guys, they're just trying to play basketball. They're trying to go to school and play basketball and have fun. How are you feeling when you're reading these messages? Because it has to have an emotional reaction on you.
It was very, very disheartening. And I'm a father of a 14-year-old competitive goalkeeper in soccer. I'm a youth soccer coach. And to think of my daughter or some of the players I coach ever receiving these types of just deranged, depraved messages, it's very scary to me as a parent and as a coach and as somebody that looks to the future of our young athletes. And I am so glad that people are taking notice of this and trying to do something about it, because it is a big concern.
What steps are being taken to curb the social media abuse from happening?
That's a great question, and it's extremely difficult to try to finance the investigations that's needed to track down anonymous accounts, but people are trying. And on March 7th, a group of approximately 125 collegiate sports officials, state gambling regulators, and sportsbook executives met to discuss the potential ways to fight this type of harassment. They're going to start forming these regional groups out of this coalition of stakeholders. And those regional groups will start urging lawmakers to take action on the issue. And some states already are. Ohio, which is one of the newer states that has launched sports betting, they're considering regulations that would prohibit bettors found to have harassed athletes from betting with the state's licensed sportsbook. So if you are found out to have been sending threats to athletes, you will not be allowed to bet at the Ohio sportsbooks. Dayton coach Anthony Grant, he had a passion speech about this at one of his press conferences.
You know, there's some laws that have recently been enacted that really, to me, you know, it could really change the landscape of what college sports is all about. And when we have people that make it about themselves and attack kids because of their own agenda, it sickens me.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine heard of it. He's a longtime, lifelong Dayton fan, and he actually included language in a state budget bill that makes sending betting-related threats against athletes a crime. West Virginia is also pursuing such legislation. So according to the FBI, social media abuse becomes a crime when it's tied to an imminent threat to life or includes threats against the well-being of an athlete or their family members. And so people are trying to take steps to add some deterrence here, and I think that's a lot of what's needed.
So we all live on our phones in one way or another. It's 2023, for better and probably for worse, David. But how is this increased abuse affecting the mental health of these players?
Abuse can be really jarring. And like I said, you know, it's not limited to stars or starters. The NCAA does require Division I colleges to have mental health resources on campus. And they're encouraging their athletes who do receive these types of abuse, you know, to alert their coaches, talk about it, because what Mark Potter said, the counselor for the Problem Gambling Advocacy Group, is that it's like an injury, right? When somebody threatens you, it hurts your mental status. And if you cannot address that and you do not try to deal with that, that it's an injury and you're not going to be able to perform up to your up level is what your expectations are.
As we come to a close here, I got to know one thing. Is this something that the NCAA and other experts in this field really believe they can fix?
It's difficult. A lot of them said, you sometimes just have a group of poor human beings, and that's a quote.
Wow.
It's going to be hard to track these accounts down. A lot of them are anonymous and change this culture. I would add, this is the beginning of sports betting legalization in the U.S. We're still in the first 5 years, and there's an academic theory called the adaption theory. And it is when any illicit activity is brought into the regulated market that society has a difficult time adjusting to it. There will be some spikes in problem gambling. There are obviously spikes in the social media abuse. Eventually, though, society adjusts, they adapt to it, and they hope that that's what's going to happen here in the U.S.
David Purdom, thank you for coming on ESPN Daily today. This was a very, very enlightening and necessary discussion. So thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Justin Tinsley. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.